right now, let's bring in the man who survived the hurricane, Dave McMillan. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How are you, Marshall?
I can't complain. How are things down there in Florida? You know, I was sitting around the other day, and I was thinking about all my people that I've known and been friends with, and there's like 12 people, all from the broadcasting profession, who have either retired and moved to Florida, and Dave McMillan is one of those, and Christine. So how'd you guys make out during the hurricane?
We were very fortunate here in Leesburg. The storm took a right-hand turn and started going east. Otherwise, it was going to come up the west side of the coast and really affect us with tornadoes and all kinds of stuff. And we would have left if that was the case. But it took that right-hand turn down there in Fort Myers and then went across the peninsula and then up the east coast. And it's devastation there. Up here, we had a lot of rain and 50-mile-an-hour sustained winds and gust up to 70, and it was all night long. We didn't lose power until 7 a.m. on Thursday morning, and that was only for 3 hours. We still have cell service and internet on TV. A lot of folks down here don't have any of it, but what hurt us more in our area up here in the north is the river flooding. The St. John's is going to go about, it hasn't crested yet, and it's already 8 feet over its flood stage.
Wow.
So there's a lot of people going to be affected by that, you know, houses being underwater and stuff like that. But, you know, down south, and like I have friends over in Daytona that we talk to, because I go shopping over there almost weekly, and some of those folks still don't have cell service or internet, no way to communicate with each other, and still power out, and just a lot of damage with storm surge from the ocean. One of the restaurants we go to, Krabby Joe's, it's on a pier. It was 300 feet out into the ocean. They lost 200 feet, blew off into the ocean. Their parking lot is down in the ocean. All their refrigeration was up on land, but that's all in the ocean. Everything got washed out, and you know, it's just terrible devastation around. But we are very, very fortunate here in our community. We had lots of tree limbs down. I mean, thousands of tree limbs down. Nothing major. Only one little house got had the carport blow off and blew up over top of the, landed on the roof of the house. But it didn't hurt anything. And we had one tree come down, hit a gas main, and the gas company came right out and repaired that. So other than that, we've been very fortunate, other than the cleanup. So, but I think next time, even if we're on the west side of it, when it's that big a storm, when you sit in a manufactured home down here, and it, you know, the storm came in at 9 o'clock at night and went all night long up until 9 o'clock the next morning before it finally started slowing down a little bit. Man, I'll tell you what, it felt like I was up all night. It felt like the place was going to just be picked up and blown away with the wind. But, like I said, everything's good, and we were very fortunate here. And I feel sorry for all the other folks throughout the state who are lost everything.
All right. You know? Yeah, I'm glad that you and Chris are all right. And, of course, you've now settled into the snowbird lifestyle.
Yeah, well, I only come back up in August to go to the Watkins Glen race, and I was only there for actually about a day and a half in the Sharon area, so I had some shopping to do. I wanted to go to Guido's, and I wanted to go to over to Myler's and Daisy Hill and try to get sweet corn. But when I was up there in August, you guys were devastated with dry conditions, and it was terrible for you guys up there.
Not a good year for sweet corn, and we got a feeling that this fall is going to be mostly brown leaves, not the bright colored reds and oranges and stuff like that. But that's nothing compared to having to live with a hurricane. But you know, seeing as you're on the telephone right now, it's coming up to Salisbury Fall Festival. Guess what's happening on Sunday?
I heard that is the Brewfest back in town?
Brewski Fest is going to be held at Satry Hill on Sunday in between 1 and 4.
Yeah, you know how I knew that? I talked to Randy Christensen. I called him to let him know on Sunday that everything was all right down here, and I didn't realize he was out in Arizona visiting his daughter, he and his wife. So when I called him at 7:30, it was 3:30 in the morning out there, so I woke him up. But he called back later on in the afternoon. He said he was still going to be out there when a Brewski Fest was on, and he only hoped that Billy and the crew know how to put the grill marks on the bratwurst for the Brewski Fest, because that's always a great time over there at Satry Hill.
Well, like I said, they've been publicizing it, and of course you are included. And I say you because you are always going to be part of the food drive. The Sunday in the Country food drive will be there with their brats and burgers, selling that, and it sounds like it's going to be a typical fall day where you're going to have temperatures probably around 50, 55, and so we're back in action up here, Darius. You know,
it's a good thing that you guys are open 100% because it's so important to all the local nonprofits, number one, but also the local businesses who support the nonprofits throughout the year after year after year, and we all know that well with between the radio station and the food drive and the guys up there at SWASA. It's so important that we support our local businesses and keep them going so that they can help support us when we try to do our fundraisers, which they always do. So you guys have a great community up there, and it's just awesome to see.
You know, and Billy and everybody has done a great job in your absence. Do you keep in contact with them, or do you let them just run wild with the Sunday in the Country?
No, I let them pretty much do their own thing, but they pretty much keep in touch with me and let me know everything that's going on. They're doing pretty well. Of course, they've had to re-gear how they do their fundraising. They're now doing raffle things and different ideas to raise money. But I know that they cooked the pig at the SWASA yep. golf tournament up yep. at our friends at the Under Mountain Inn, and now they're doing the Brewski Fest. Of course, Daisy Hill, they couldn't do the fall festival, but they're keeping some of the old staple things going, which is always nice to see. But you have to come up with innovative ways to keep the funds going, because it's so important what they accomplished last year to give to the pantries. It was absolutely phenomenal. And just on a quick note, I've told a few people down here, very, very limited number of people, about what we did with the food drive. And I took this one old guy over to Daytona to see a race last year at the 500 on Thursday night for the qualifying races. And we had an extensive talk about our lives and what we did. So he goes back to this little gin mill we go to, like the Valley Tavern, and he starts telling everybody there what I accomplished up there, or what we accomplished. And so they came up with this ruse idea to have a bartender appreciation day. So they were going to have food and raffles and all kinds of stuff, and everybody all came together. So Chris and I went up there. We were going to go to the party. They had food. It was $5 a plate. And anyway, about 1 hour in or 2 hours into the thing, they stopped everything, the music and all that, and they told me that it was all just a guise to raise funds for Sunday in a Country food drive. And that little place has about 10 stools in it and maybe two little tables. They were able to raise $1,500. And we sent that up to the Sunday in a Country food drive. And, I mean, that's people way down here in Florida. They have no idea if it's legitimate or not legitimate or whatever, but they opened up their hearts and their pocketbook, and I thought it was phenomenal, and Billy and Colleen were ecstatic. I mean, when you can get a $1,500 donation without having to do anything, that's the gravy.
That's a great story. That's a great story. That really is. Well, you just know you're the McMillans are missed up here. I mean, Stan does his best, but...
Well, we miss the radio and everything about the Northeast for sure. but we're starting to settle in here, and we've made a few friends, and it's a different lifestyle down here. I'm still working part-time just to keep myself busy, and Chris is doing all the housework and cleaning and making my lunch and all that, so she's very happy, and we've got two new dogs. We lost both our dogs this year, and so we went and rescued two shepherds. One is 9-year-old. She's a female, and then we adopted a 1-year-old Dutch shepherd who is it's a herding dog. So all she wants to do is run, and I forgot what it was like to have a puppy, Marshall, believe me.
Well, you know, it's sad to talk about. You lost two members of your family, and it's been a rough 2 months for me as we lost Georgia, LJ's sister, just yesterday. But the station mascot passed away in the past 2 months, as well as in my house, Genghis and Bauer. So it's been a rough 2 months.
Wow.
Because, you know, people don't understand people like us. These are members of our family. They really are.
Absolutely they are, yeah. So, well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm sure you'll get some more.
Oh, yeah. It can't
be animal-less.
That's exactly right. Well, you know, it's so great to hear your voice, and I'm glad that the hurricane didn't affect you, and glad things are going great for you down there. A lot of honey-do lists for you?
Yeah, there's a few, but, you know, it's a different lifestyle when you don't have to do anything today, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It can always wait until tomorrow in case something comes up, but it's fun, and we're starting to settle in and enjoy it, so it's all good. But I still keep all my banking up at the Salisbury Bank, and just when you have to deal with them, we got hacked here about a year ago now, and I was able just to call a bank and get everything stopped and had no losses whatsoever. But, you know, just had to get new checking accounts and this and that. And the other thing, and it's so nice to work with a bank where you can call up and talk to somebody that you know and knows your account and what you like to do. And it just went seamless, even 1,000 miles away, 1,200 miles away. So kudos to those guys at the bank.
All right. And kudos to you, Dave. We got to check in more often with you.
All right, you take care now, and I guess you're getting a little bit of the rain from Ian up there today, huh?
Yeah, not much, just to us sprinkles. We're real lucky here about that. We got enough rain, so now we're back to normal, and just a little cloud cover and showers off and on today. That's it. So.
All right, well, say hi to everybody, and we'll call you soon.
All right, Dave, take care.
Bye bye.
There you go, NASCAR Dave, in retirement. In Florida, and how they survived the hurricane, and how they're settling into their lifestyle.